Yeah, yes, sir.
On this Erasto paper business, I see Diefenbaker said it's completely false that he's carrying a secret administration document. And said that is the, quote, root cause of much of his bitterness, unquote, towards the United States, was carried by the Southern News Service, a Canadian agency. The denial was published by the Winnipeg Tribune, a Southern News, Southam newspaper, together with a report written by Charles Lynch from Ottawa. Now, then it goes on and makes the document look much worse than it is. It said Lynch wrote the document marked secret as a White House working paper brought to Ottawa by President Kennedy's party in May 61. The story said it's reported to have come to Diefenbaker's hands, quote, through carelessness on the part of the Kennedy entourage, unquote. It was prepared, Lynch wrote, by Walt Rostow, one of Kennedy's advisors, a guide for the president in his talk with Diefenbaker and in his speech to the Canadian Parliament, May 7, 1961. The story said the Canadian Prime Minister had read the document, had had the document for almost 2 years. At the U.S. State Department press release, taking issue with his defense policy speech in the Commons earlier this year, quote, caused him to retrieve the document and threatened to make it public, unquote. Lynch's story said, according to these reports, the document advised the president that Canada should be, quote, pushed, unquote, to accept nuclear weapons under joint control, to join the OAS, that's accurate, to decrease your trade with Communist China and Cuba, and to ratify the Columbia River Treaty. That's not in it at all, is it?
No, I know.
Possible pressures to be brought to bear in achieving these objectives were the threats to cuts in U.S. defense production sharing and the possibilities of quotas or increased tariffs against Canadian gas and oil, lead and zinc, and timber products entering the United States market. Of course, that's completely untrue. Now, it sounds to me, though, as if he might have leaked this, Diefenbaker.
Yes, it occurred to me when I heard that.
Because the way it's leaked, it makes us look lousy, and it explains his bitterness. Instead of saying the reason that Kennedy's bitter at Diefenbaker is because he stole it through the carelessness, and then but now he's issued a statement saying that this is wholly false. He's a liar. Now, the question really is what reaction this is having up there and what we ought to do about it.
Yes, I think that we ought to get some reaction from Ottawa.
Yeah, do you want to get in touch with them?
Yes.
And say that, of course, the story's here, that you can get this out of the... This is number 194 in the AP.
194 in the AP.
And just, of course, the story, it makes it look like it's a gobbled version.
Yes.
Of our paper, making it look worse than it is, number one. Number two, it makes it look like it's explaining why Diefenbaker saw instead of the reason why we're sore. Number three is that it looks like carelessness instead of looking like maybe they stole it. I mean, there's none of that. And it's just a question of what reaction it's having. If it's helping Diefenbaker, we ought to think about knocking it down. The question would be how. It ought to be just Canadian. We ought to get the actual, perhaps they should consider whether they ought to leak in Canada the true version of what it said, plus Diefenbaker's threat to release it last year because I invited Pearson to the Nobel dinner, and so on and so forth. Or maybe we just ought to shut up, but I don't know.
Yes, well, we'll get the reaction from Ottawa, Mr. President.
Okay.
Right. Bye.